year now with Psalm 121. Our theme all year has been Psalms for the Soul. And we found many, many different psalms in the book of Psalms that could be a blessing and an encouragement to our hearts. And I am so sorrowful that this year is coming to an end and that theme, Psalms for the Soul. But you know what? The psalms are always there. You can always go back and read them. But it has just been a tremendous blessing this year for me and my heart just to go through the different psalms and seeing the spirit of the psalmist, and as they went through different things, seeing how they handled those things. And guess what? We found out they have real emotions like we do. They go through real tragedies like we do. They have real highs like we do. They have real lows like we do. And they have real in the middles just like we do. Sometimes they get tired of God's protection, but they always find themselves going right back to it. Sometimes they would have nothing else but God's protection. And it's been just a blessing going through many, many psalms. Psalm 121. And we've been on a journey this year, a pilgrimage, if you would, towards eternity. We can't play back 2015 if we tried, but although we can remember 2015, and if the truth be known, some things about 2015 I don't want to remember, amen? Some things I don't want to repeat in 2015, but other things were truly a spiritual journey for me. This psalm, Psalm 121, depicts a journey of sorts that the psalmist is taking, and he's going through some things. And so if you're there at Psalm 121, let's read that together, verses 1 through 8. If you don't have a Bible, there should be some in front of you that you can pick that up and use that. Psalm 121, let's read it all together. Here we go. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. So you get the gist as you're reading through here that this is a pilgrimage psalm. The psalm is either leaving Jerusalem or returning to Jerusalem. And as we noted earlier in the year, it's a traveling psalm. And it takes into account the safety that God has provided this psalmist as he's been on his journey going out and then coming back in again. You know, as we close our last Sunday of 2015 together and look toward to 2016, once again, we don't know much of what will happen in 2016. Just like we opened up 2015 and we didn't know a whole lot that would happen. But one constant that we have that we can take into 2016 is that God is still going to be there. Amen. God is still going to be my refuge. He's going to be my rock. He's going to still be my strength. We still have the ability to lift up our eyes unto the hills from which cometh our help. Why? Because my help cometh from the Lord. And he's going to be our help in 2016. And so as we look and reflect back on 2015, our help will still need to come from the Lord, which made heaven and earth in 2016. And let's bow for prayer. Father, as we look to you as our helper, as we look to you as our keeper, as we look to you as our preserver, Lord, our help must come from you. Thank you for what you've done for us in 2015. Lord, you've taken us through many, many different roads. Lord, we've had a range of emotions in 2015. Lord, one thing's been constant. You have been faithful and you have been true. Lord, if it were not for you and your love, we would not know what to do with ourselves. Oh, Lord, it is a shame for those that would go an entire lifetime without knowing the true God in heaven and his son, Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, we pray for those that don't know you as personal Lord and Savior. Lord, they're missing out on the help that we have received all year long. Nonetheless, you still give them grace. They are just not understanding of that grace that you've given them. Help us today as we reflect back on 2015, the journey that you've allowed us to take and the good times and the bad times that we have experienced. God, you're Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever. And you'll go with us in 2016. You'll go before us and prepare the way. God, you're omnipotent, you're omnipresent, and you're omniscient, so you already know what we will do in 2016. We don't know. And so, Lord, we must fall back on you and ask you to guide us, to direct us, to lead us, and to deliver us, Lord, when we get into those tight spots. Thank you that our help has been from you all year long. You've made that help to us in many different fashions, in many different forms. But, Lord, nonetheless, it still was you at the end that provided for us throughout 2015. Help us now, Lord, as we look at the Word of God here, just to glean a review of a blessing from what we've already discussed this year. And may we truly say, my help is come from the Lord here in 2015, and my help will continue to come from the Lord in 2016. If there's a man, woman, boy, or girl here today that does not truly know about that help, they've never been born again, help that man, that woman, or that boy or girl to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, fall on their face before God, admit that they're a sinner in need of saving, and they want to embrace the love of God through Jesus Christ our Lord, repenting of sins and calling on Jesus to save them. And Lord, I pray for us as Christians that we'll look back and thank you for your many blessings of 2015. Work in our hearts today. Help us to pay attention on purpose to the Spirit's call on our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. You may be seated. Brother Wilbur's got our special.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night, oh, holy night, oh, night divine, led by the light of faith serenely beaming, with glowing hearts by his cradle we stand. So led by light of a star so sweetly gleaming, here came the wise men from glory and land. The King of Kings thus lay in lowly manger, in all our trials, born to be our friend. He knows our need, our weakness is no stranger. Behold your King, before him lowly bend. Behold your King, before Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. His power and glory evermore proclaim. His power and glory evermore proclaim. Fall on your knees, O hear the angels' voices, O night divine, O night when Christ was born, O night, O holy night, O night divine.
Amen. Christmas is just not the same without O Holy Night being sang at some point in time. Amen. Thank you, Brother Wilbur. I appreciate that message and song. Amen. All right. Well, you know, we're looking at the close of this. Is going to be our last Sunday here at the Shining Light Baptist Church for 2015. Next week will be the 3rd of January, and looking forward to that. And I don't know about you, but looking back, aren't you glad that God knows what you need year by year? I'm thrilled that God knows exactly what I need, because, you know, if I had to order the events of 2015, I wouldn't have ordered what God ordered for me. He sang the song, He Knows Our Need. Amen. God knows what we need. And I would not have ordered many of the events of 2015 at all. Amen. I'd have left a whole lot of stuff off. How about you? You left a whole lot of stuff off. Amen. I'd have left quite a bit of things off the list of things that I got dealt this year. But I'm so glad that God is my help. You say, Preacher, what are you talking about? You know, you and I, we entered 2015 not knowing many things that would happen. For instance, give you just a few. Not knowing over 25 people would leave the Shining Light Baptist Church for various reasons. Not knowing that our finances would drastically decrease. Not knowing that Ava and Bruce would die this year. Not knowing that some would move on out of our area. Not knowing that some would be working in other ministries. We entered not knowing some of our leadership would go through a major change. We entered not knowing that some would lose their jobs, some would lose their health, and others would lose their wealth. We entered not knowing some of our missionaries would be in dire straits, like Brother Richie. We entered not knowing some missionaries would be divorced and have to come off the field. We entered not knowing that some would be evil affected against the brethren. We entered not knowing that some would also go away, as we preached about. We entered this year not knowing any of those things would happen, but knowing that the possibility was there, but fretting and thinking, Lord, please don't let it happen. But you know what? It did. It did. And I don't know about you, but when those things begin to happen, you have no place to go but up. This psalmist says, you know what? I'm going to look unto the hills from whence cometh my help.
My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He lets you know he's looking to the hills, but then he specifies it and he quantifies it and lets you know, hey, look, if you want to know what I'm really looking for, I'm looking to the Lord because that's my help. There is no help in the hills, but there's some help in heaven. Amen. He said, I'm looking to the hills. That's where God is. That's where he's at. Amen. And so this is a traveling psalm, one that the psalmist would sing or talk about in their journeys. And so this one is a song of David, a song of degrees here. And we don't know if it's David or not, but it's pinned down here. And it's a traveling psalm. And there's a threefold theme here. He's talking about God being his helper, his keeper, and his preserver. Notice down in verse 1, he says, I lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my what? Help. What does it say in verse 2? My what? Help cometh from the Lord. Notice verse number 3 dealing with the keeper. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that what? Keepeth thee will not slumber. Verse 4. Behold, he that what? Keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Verse 5. Lord is thy what? Keeper. So we see he's our helper. He's our keeper. But then he lets you know he's his preserver as well. Notice verse 7. The Lord shall what? Preserve thee from all evil. He shall what? Preserve thy soul. Verse 8, the Lord shall what? Preserve thy going out. And so there's a threefold theme going on here. God is his helper, he's his keeper, and he's his preserver. And he's our helper and our keeper and our preserver as well. Our help has come from the Lord through all the ups and the downs in the ministry, in our own regular lives, at our jobs, in our homes. God has been our helper, our keeper, and our preserver. We're going to do a review of some of the things that we talked about this year and kind of replay some things in our minds and our hearts that happened. And I want you to do something. I want you to reflect on your 2015. Reflect on some of the things that maybe you wouldn't have given to yourself. Or maybe some of the things that you wouldn't have done and you wouldn't have not included in your order of your menu. Amen. But nonetheless, God brought you through. Yes, sir, he did. Nonetheless, he saw you through. Nonetheless, he was your helper. Nonetheless, he was your keeper. And praise God, he was your preserver. Because you're still right here in 2015 at the end. May I submit to you that some people didn't make it this far? May I submit to you that some people quit on God? May I submit to you that some people abandoned ship? May I commit to you that some people say, you know, God is not worth it. I give up. I quit. I'm packing up. I'm going home. This Jesus stuff is not for me. But guess what? You didn't do that. You didn't do that. You know why? He was your helper. He was your keeper. And he's your preserver. And as a result, you and I can stand here and look back, and although we would not have ordered the things of 2015, God brought us through. Notice, first of all, the direction of our help. The direction of our help. The psalmist said, I'm going to lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. Amen. My help coming from the Lord which made heaven and earth. And that's a good place to look. Looking up to someone that made heaven and someone that made earth. Amen. Not anybody can make heaven and earth but God. Now, the evolutionists can say what they want to say, but they still can't make a drop of air. They can't make a drop of rain. They can't make a drop of grass. They can't make a tree. They can't make a rock. But guess what? God can. He made heaven and earth. And so the direction of our help, our help has always been from above. When we needed help, we did not look down. We did not look around. When needs are set in, our eyes often focused up. And we've got to be honest. God wasn't always the first place that we look for help. If we're honest. When the finances ran out, we didn't jump to our knees. We ran to the bank. Let's just be honest. Amen. 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 We didn't always die. When somebody got sick, we went to the doctor. We didn't go to Dr. Jesus. Amen. We didn't always seek the Lord first. Amen. We always seem to use alternate routes. Amen. But you know, we end up coming back to the Lord. Amen. Now, I'm not knocking banks and I'm not knocking doctors. They have their place. Amen. But you know, the first place should be to look up. Say, God, what's going on? What's going on? This psalmist says, you know what? If I'm in a journey, I'm going to look to the hills. I'm going to look to he who can help me, he who made heaven and earth. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word dwelt among us and became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son of God. Amen. Genesis says, in the beginning, God. John says, you know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So you know who did the creating? Jesus.
That's right.
Jesus did.
He did, Pastor.
The direction of our help, our help has always been from above. And sometimes we find ourselves looking down. Possibly this psalmist had been looking down, and how maybe he had to encourage himself and said, you know what? Why am I looking down? Why am I looking at the ground? There is no help down in this ground. Dead things go in the ground. Amen. Hey, alive things go up. Amen. Birds go up. Amen. The clouds go up. Amen. Things that are alive go up. Why am I looking down?
Amen.
Maybe, just maybe, he said, you know what? I need to catch. Why am I looking down? I need to lift up my eyes unto the hills. Which comes my help? Why? My help comes from the Lord. Why am I looking down? What's the first place our eyes go when we get discouraged?
Down.
Oh, nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me. Sad. You just sad people. Nobody loves me.
Yeah, you're right, Pastor. You're right.
Look up.
Look up.
You ain't going to find none down there. Well, you'll find some money down there.
Oh, yeah.
I was on my walk the other day, and I saw some green flash, and I said, $1, praise God. And you know what you normally do when you find $1? You look for $2. And so I backed up a little bit and I found $2. And you know what you do when you find $2? You look for $3. And so I backed up a little more and I found nothing. And I started walking slow from that point on looking for $3. Went home rejoicing that I found $2. So you can find some good things on the ground. I found $50 walking one time.
Yeah.
Say, what'd you do with it, preacher? I tithe on it. What you should do when you find money too, amen. The direction of our help. Notice we see here, he said, I'm going to lift up mine eyes unto the hills when it comes to my help, amen. We didn't always look up, but we should always look up, amen. It should be the first place. Number one, God's help was there to pick us up this year. Some things this year made us fall. Sometimes we got bad news. Sometimes we had a bad boss. Sometimes we got bad grades. We had bad friends. Sometimes we had bad relationships. Sometimes we had bad habits, amen. Sometimes we got some bad advice, but God was there to pick us up. Why? He is up. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills whence cometh my help. Hey, people didn't always give us the right things that we needed. But guess what? God was always there to give us what we needed. Because sometimes instead of going to God, we went to other people and they gave us bad stuff. And guess who's got to bail us out? God. When things go wrong, who do we call? God, you need to help me with this. He said, why didn't you call me in the first place? Well, I was hard-headed and foolish and thought I knew better and thought Jane knew better and thought Bill knew better and thought Bob knew better. And so I went to them first. He said, now you got to come back to me, don't you? Yeah, I got to come back to you. I got to eat humble pie. Humble pie don't taste too good. But aren't you glad that even if you have to eat humble pie, God still comes back to you? And God is still there waiting on you. Even when you didn't go to him first, even when you didn't lift your eyes up to the hills, even when you didn't say, Lord, my help comes from you, when you went to somebody else, God said, I knew you'd come back sooner or later.
Yes, sir.
I knew you ain't got nowhere else to go.
Good.
You ain't got nowhere else to go. God was there to pick us up. Some things made us fall this year. The psalmist said this in Psalm 37 and verse 24. Though he fall, the righteous man, he shall not be utterly cast down. Notice this, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Psalm 145 and verse 14 says this, the Lord upholdeth all that fall and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. Amen. Man, let me put a caveat on that. All those that are trusting in him.
Amen.
He's not obligated to raise up just anybody. Amen. But his own, when they fall, he's obligated to his own. Now, there's a lot of children that can fall. I'm not obligated to pick up any of them. Mine fall, I'm obligated to pick them up. Those are mine. I fell many a time in my younger days. My mom was always there to pick me up. My dad was there to pick me up. Amen. Why? When I fall, my parents pick me up. Hey, if you're a child of God, God says, I'll pick you up. Why? I am up. God didn't want his children down on the ground. God didn't want beggarly children. He said, look, I'll pick mine up. If you fall, I'll pick you up. What am I saying? God's help was there to pick us up this year. Why? Because help is always from above when it's coming from God. God's help was there to keep us up as well. God kept us from falling at times. Amen. All year long, God gave you access to his wonderful word to keep you from falling on your journey through 2015. Think about that. God did not close his word up from you and say, well, you can't read it. Now, I know 2015 is there, and you've got some things that you're not going to be able to handle, but I'm not going to let you have my word. Can you imagine a tragedy if God didn't give us his word to guide us? I mean, it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I need to see where I'm going, and the lamp lights me up step by step, step by step. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day long.
All the day long, yes, sir, Pastor.
God's grace was there.
Yes, sir.
Not just to pick you up.
That's right.
But to keep you
Amen.
Up. God didn't want you to fall.
That's right.
Think about it. What parent in their right mind wants their child to keep falling? Now, I'm 52 years old. Mom, can you imagine I'm still walking around falling every time? And you got to come pick me up. Come on, Gregory. Get up again. Get up. And then Dad said, just let him fall down and skin himself up. You know, no, Al, that we're not going to let him do that. Come on, Gregory. You know, you're pampering him too much. He wants me to walk. What am I saying? Hey, when we fall, God is there to pick us up, but he's also there to keep us up. And when he's done that this year, Jude 1:24 says it this way, now unto him, speaking of God, that is able to keep you from falling. To keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Say, preacher, how can God keep me from falling? Easy. Follow his word and you won't fall.
That's right, Pastor. Amen.
Simple as that.
Yes, sir.
If we fell, it was because we probably didn't do something God's way.
That's right.
Amen. Now, you're going to stumble and trip. We understand that. But, I mean, if you continue to fall over the same thing, something's wrong with that. Now, a new thing, I can understand that. 2015 hit us with some new things. I mean, some real new things. And, amen, guess what? I thought, Lord, I don't have no clue how to do this.
Amen.
And God says, no, don't worry. I'll get you through it. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. Direction of our help has always been from above. God was there to pick us up. God is there to keep us up. And God is also going to be there to take us up. Amen. One day, maybe this year or the next, God is going to take us up to glory. And I'm glad that it is not up to me. Think about it. When the rapture happens, amen, the trump of God is going to sound. God's going to snatch his beloved out of this world. I am so glad that it's not up to me. I would probably be cumbered about much serving. I'd be cumbered about over here doing this or trying to plan my schedule or trying to plan my year. I'd be too busy and probably miss the rapture.
Yes, sir, Pastor. Yes.
I'm glad it's not up to me. God is going to keep us from falling. God's going to pick us up when we do fall, but then God eventually is going to take us up to glory. And don't be surprised if it happens in 2016. Don't be surprised if it happened before 2015 is over. Hey, did not Ava already go to glory this year? Did not Bruce already go to glory this year? Don't be surprised. God did not tell you what tomorrow holds for you other than that he's going to be there. And you wake up tomorrow, guess what? God's going to be there. You wake up the day after that, God's going to be there. The only assurance that you have is that he will be there.
Yes, sir.
That's the only assurance you have. You may not see here, though.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's a sobering thought. We don't like to think about that, but it's,
yes,
folks, it's reality.
Yes, it is.
And if we're not ready, guess what? We're going to be in for a rude awakening.
Glory, glory. Amen.
The direction of our help, God's help is always from above. He's there to pick us up. He's there to keep us up, and he's there to take us up in one day. Notice the duration of our help, the duration of our help. Notice verse number 3. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Our God's help is always on duty keeping. God's help is always on duty keeping. Notice he's keeping us and not slumbering. Notice verse 3. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Aren't you glad that God doesn't need to take a nap? Aren't you glad that he doesn't get tired? Think about it. Now, parents sometimes get tired of children. And sometimes I imagine we do weary God, but I'm glad God doesn't get weary in the sense of physical strength. That he's so busy answering your prayers and delivering you, he can't deliver me at the same time. Amen. I'm so glad that God is omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. He's everywhere. He's all-powerful, and he knows everything. And so he can do that. He says he's not going to slumber. He's not going to sleep. I'm glad God doesn't get tired, weary, or faint. Turn to your Bibles, Isaiah chapter 40, which tells you about God's strength. Isaiah chapter 40. And in chapter 40, Isaiah is depicting to the children of Israel their God. In Isaiah chapter number 40, keeping us and not slumbering, notice what he says here about God's weariness and God's faint-heartedness in verse 28. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, notice that, fainteth not. neither is weary. You know what that means? He doesn't give up. He doesn't lose heart. Neither is weary. He doesn't get tired. There's no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint. He's got no power to give you when you're fainting, when you're ready to give up. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. He said, when you don't have any strength, when you don't have any might, he has enough to give you some. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. He said, I don't care if they're young and full of energy. At some time, at some point, they're going to be faint-hearted. They're going to get weary. Amen. He said, the young men are going to utterly fall.
Yep.
But I like this. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Hallelujah. You know what that is? That's up. Amen. Yes. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Why? He is a keeping God. He's always on duty keeping us. He's not slumbering. He's not taking a nap. He's not taking any rest. He's right there. And he can keep you.
Yes, sir.
Through 2016, the same way he kept you in 2015. He's always on duty keeping. Keeping us to not slumbering, but also keeping us to not sleeping. Notice that next verse down in verse 4. Go back to Psalm. Psalm 121 and verse 4. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. He said he's not just keeping us and not slumbering. He's keeping us and not sleeping. The Lord does not sleep, so I can. You know, I can recall many a night when I was a young child, we lived across the street from a tavern on 1309 Cutter Avenue in Joliet, Illinois. And in this tavern, there was always a ruckus going on over there. That's the place that I told you that we would find money when we'd wake up the next morning, amen, from the drunk people spilling it. And with all the ruckus over there, you know one thing that I could do at night? I could sleep. You know why I could sleep? Because I knew I had parents that were protecting me. And although they may have slumbered, although they may have slept, I was comforted knowing that they're in the next room, and if anything happens, they're going to come and protect me.
Amen.
And so I don't care what hoodlum is across that street. I don't care what kind of bandit is across that street. I don't care what thief is across that street. I don't care how drunk they are. Guess what? If they knock on this door, my parents are going to protect me.
Amen.
Daddy going to get that shotgun out and put some buckshots in their bottom.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Amen.
That's good.
Hey, I could sleep because I knew my parents were going to protect me. The psalmist is saying, you know what? God doesn't slumber. He doesn't sleep. So you can. God is vigilant. He is watching. And he's watching over us. And he's protecting us. And he's keeping us. And he's busy on duty keeping us 24 hours a day. It is God who makes your heart beat. It is God who keeps your eyes open. It is God. It is God. It is God who gives you your breath. It is God who makes the blood run through your veins. It is God who opens your lungs. It is God who allows your brain to function. It is God. It is God. It is God. You know why he does it? Because he's not sleeping and he's not slumbering. And he can keep you so that you can get some sleep. God is always on duty. The psalmist said it this way in Psalm 3:5, I laid me down and slept. I waked, for the Lord sustained me. Psalm 127 in verse 2, he said, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Over in 1 Kings, you don't have to turn over there, I'll read it for you. There was a story of the prophets of Baal. Y'all remember that story when Elisha had the prophets of Baal? They were calling on their God. And in 1 Kings chapter number 18 and verse 17, Elijah makes this comment to them in reference to their God. I guess if I got there, that would help out. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 27. Elijah said this, and it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is a God. Think about Baal. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey. Or notice this, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awaked. What if God had to be awaked when you really needed him the most? And he's sleeping on the job. You know, security police can go to jail if they're sleeping on the job. Amen, Josiah?
Amen.
You sleep on the job and you're supposed to be watching, patrolling. You can go to jail for that. That's big time punishment. Brother Hall, Border Patrol, sleeping on the job. And people are jumping across the fence. Amen.
Amen.
That is unheard of. Maybe that's why so many are getting across the fence, because some of them are sleeping. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Amen. But our God is always on duty. The duration of our help, he's always on duty, keeping us and not slumbering, keeping us and not sleeping. He is always there to sustain us. But then notice number five, he's keeping us and not allowing burning. By the way, it says this in verse number five, the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. He's there to protect us. He's our strength and our weakness. He's keeping us and not allowing burning. It says, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Not only is he keeping us and not slumbering and keeping us and not sleeping, he's keeping us and not allowing burning from the sun. Obviously, there's a journey going on here, and the psalmist is letting us know that even though if he's traveling during the day, the sun's not going to smite him by day. Travel in the sun can be quite dangerous, especially when there's a lack of shade and lack of water, and that we could have sunburnt or suffer a sunstroke. Psalmist is saying, you know what? I'm not going to suffer from sunstroke. I'm not going to suffer from sunburn. May I submit to you that throughout 2015, you and I have had some hot situations that could have given us some heat stroke. Some hot situation that could have given us a sunburn.
Yep.
Aren't you glad that you only got tanned?
Amen.
God couldn't let you get burned up this year with some of the situations you got into. He couldn't let you get scorched, amen. But God knows exactly the amount of sunlight to give you, not the amount of heat to give you. He knows what you can handle. He knows what you can stand. He said, the sun shall not smite me by day. The psalmist states he won't get smitten by the sun. This year, you and I may have been smitten by hot and hostile situations. You know what? They didn't smite us completely. Man, we got some hot bills that we didn't expect. We got some hot financial things happen, some hot news that didn't scorch us, amen. We maybe had some hot and hostile sinners, some people that just got through with us.
Amen.
And guess what? It could have been a whole lot worse. Some hot situations, some hot sinners. You know what really gets us? Hot saints. When Christians get mad. Say, preacher, why wouldn't Christians get mad? Because Christians are supposed to handle their grievances by the word of God, aren't they? They're supposed to go to the book. And they're supposed to see how to handle their hot situations. They're supposed to see how to handle hot sinners. And so when it comes to hot saints, we don't have any patience for hot saints. Because you know what you're supposed to do. But guess what? Not every saint is spiritual. Can I get amen?
Amen.
When I'm not spiritual, I'm not going to get in this book. You know what? I'm going to handle my hot situation just like a hot sinner would.
Amen.
Can I get amen?
Amen?
Why is it that everybody expects the preacher to handle things saintly, but then they don't? Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
We expect the preacher's wife to handle it saintly, but we won't.
Amen.
We expect the deacons and the assistant pastors to handle it, but we don't. We expect the deacons' wives and the assistant pastors' wives, but we don't. We expect the leaders and the teachers, but we don't. Well, you're supposed to. Well, you're supposed to do. You fall into the same book.
Amen. Pastor, amen.
Hey, what am I saying? God didn't let the hot situations burn us up. God didn't let the hot sinners burn us up. And praise God, he didn't let the hot saints burn us up.
That's
right,
Pastor.
Bible says, heap hot coals of kindness on the head. That'll burn them up.
Amen, Pastor.
Amen. Kill them with kindness. Say, preacher, they don't die quick enough. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Put some more coals on them. They'll be all right. Bible says, heap some coals on their head. Amen. Coals of kindness. Hey, what am I saying? We've had some hot situations. He said, the sun's not going to smite thee by day. It seems worse when God's people get mad at you. But you know what? They didn't get smitten or we didn't get burned up by any of those things. We're still here at the end of the year. We can still praise God and say, Lord, hallelujah for the journey. I wouldn't have given myself these hot situations. I wouldn't have given myself these hot sinners. I wouldn't have had these hot saints in my life. But I'm so glad that the sun didn't smite me. You didn't let me get burned up. Amen.
Amen.
Then he says, the moon by night. He's keeping us not allowing burning from the sun, but he's also keeping us not allowing brooding from the moon. You say brooding. What does the word brood mean? Brooding means to sit on or incubate. It also means to think anxiously or gloomily about something, to dwell gloomily on a subject, or to be in a state of depression or pondering. You know what most people normally do when the moon is out? Sleep. And so the idea of brooding here means that this travel by moonlight could pose problems for the psalmist and us too, because I could lose sleep over my brooding about things at night when the moon is out, when most people should be asleep. The saying says, why worry when you can pray? And some folks say, why pray when I can worry? Why count sheep when you can talk to the shepherd? Amen. You go to sleep when you pray anyway. So you might as well start praying and go to sleep. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Don't look at me pious. Y'all know y'all go to sleep when you pray. Oh, preacher, I never go to sleep when I pray. Yeah, you do, because I know I do too. My wife said, I'm praying in tongues. And Lord, honey, wake up. And Lord, help us. She needed an interpreter for my prayers. I'm glad God knows my heart. I'm glad God knows my heart. Our kids do the same thing. Amen. Am I saying we can lose sleep over brooding about what is out in the world and what's going on? Also, we mentioned earlier, we get the word lunar from moon, which is derived from lunatic. And guess what? We have lunatics because obviously the moon affects them some kind of way. Think about it. Moon, lunar, and from lunar we get lunatic, which means when there's a full moon, certain people's behavior changes. It affects them. You say, preacher, they turn to wolf man? No, but they might as well, because they act like one. They might as well get long claws and sharp teeth and get after people and do all sorts of weird things during the moon, full moon. Full moons have an effect on people. Don't let anybody tell you it doesn't, because it does. Now, it ain't going to affect you spiritually for good. It's always seemed like it's bad. Why? Because God's not in control oftentimes in the life of a person. But all the effects of the lunar effects of it do affect them. Let you know that man is closely related to this earth in which he is made from. But God makes him born again. And his spirit is not of this world. His spirit is of heaven. And so when you get God in you, my friend, you don't have to be subject to the moon. You don't have to be subject to Mars or Venus or Pluto. Amen. You're subject to Almighty God and the Word of God. Amen. Don't you let, don't let die. Well, he don't have to be. He can't help himself. Yeah, he can help himself.
Yes, sir.
Because if he can't help himself, that means my God is not the help that God said he is.
That's right.
Come on now, give me an amen.
Amen, Pastor.
We want to pop a pill here and put him on the psychiatrist over here. What they need is Dr. Jesus in their life. Why? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Amen. I may be made from the earth, but guess what? When I get born again, I'm from above.
Amen.
Since the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Keeping us, not allowing brooding from the moon. There could have been some hurtful situations we've been protected from this year. Some things could have hurt us physically or spiritually or emotionally or educationally, but they did not, because God was there. There could have been some lunatics around us, and God saved us from those hurtful situations. Only in glory will you see what God saved you from.
Amen.
Can I get amen?
Amen.
You have no clue the accidents that God spared you from, because he stalled the traffic over here, which you got in the flesh about.
Yep.
And he spared you over there.
Amen.
You'd be surprised the people that would have meant you hurt, but because God held you up over here, you weren't over there when those people got in trouble. You'd be surprised. When the veil is pulled back and you see the demonic warfare that's going on against you and me, you'd be surprised. May I submit to you, there are demons in this church right now?
Yes, there is.
They're the ones telling you don't listen to this message. They're the ones telling you don't need Jesus. They're the ones saying you don't need God. They're the ones telling you got tomorrow. When the Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth.
Amen.
They're the ones telling you all that foolishness. Oh, listen to that preacher. He don't know what he's talking about. 2016 is going to come and go. You're going to be growing old and have grandkids and all this other. No, you don't, friend. You don't know when you're going to die. Talk to Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce was working under the car and the jack fell on him, killed him instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Instantly. You don't know. I don't know. One thing I do know, my help coming from the Lord. I know that. Hey, there could have been some haunting situations that we've been protected from. Some things haunted us in our memory, but God protected us to say, you know what, let me give you something better to think on my word. There could have been some home situations we've been protected from. Some things in our own homes that God protected us from. I remember the one time G2 was working on my fish tank. He probably don't even remember this. And man, he just got startled. Because the water had leaked down behind the fish tank and blew out the circuit. Remember that, G? And we got everything plugged back in, and G2 was sticking his hand in there trying to pull out one of the pumps. And I finally said, well, look, don't worry about it, G2. I'll get it. And I was getting ready to reach down there, and I saw some bubbles. And I said, those are not the kind of bubbles I think. I turned everything off, and I pulled that pump out. And do you know that the cord was frayed,
wow,
and the bubbles were coming up, whoa, because of the electricity that was going in the water.
Oh.
And Gregory had just stuck his hand in that water. And I said, God, I said, I cannot believe what just happened. My son stuck his hand in that water. That thing was plugged in. I said, and he didn't die. I fell down. I said, God, you are so merciful. You are so graceful. Folks, you don't know the things that God has protected you from, even in your own home. I thought about that young man. I said, 20 years I waited to get him. I would have been floored if God would have took him just that quick. But you know what? He's not obligated to keep him with me. But I looked at that situation. I said, Lord, I don't know how you did that. To have an electrical cord in the water, and I see it bubbling. He had just stuck his hand in there, and he did not get electrocuted. I said, God, you are beyond what I could think. Beyond. What am I saying? He's keeping us, not allowing brooding from the moon, hurtful situations, haunting situations, home situations that we could spend nights worrying about. And we definitely need some keeping whilst we're at home. Why? We spend most of our time at home. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. I must hurry. Our God's always on duty preserving, not just keeping us, and not just from slumber and sleep. He's preserving us. Our help is always from above. Our help is always on duty keeping, but our help is always on duty preserving. Notice what it says down in verse 7. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. You say, preacher, what is all evil? Outside forces of evil reaching in against you. Think about this protection against all evil. We have God the Father. We have God the Son. We have God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We have the Word of God. We've got the angels of God protecting us. We've got the armor of God. I mean, we even got the house of God protecting us. We got the prayers of saints protecting. Think of that protection that we have just right there. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, the armor of God, the angels of God, the house of God, the prayers of God. God can protect us from all evil if we want to be protected. Now, you walk outside the protection, then you're on your own. All evil, the forces of Satan working against us. He says, you know what? God is going to preserve me from all evil. He shall preserve my soul. Inside forces of evil working against me, God can protect me from. 2 Timothy 4:18, Paul said it this way, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. You know what? God's going to preserve you until it's time for you to go.
That's right, he is, Pastor.
Amen. It's his job. He's a helper. He's a keeper. He's a preserver. Be amazed at some of Satan's mind games he played on people this year alone. When they were vulnerable, he told them to abandon ship. He told them to do it yourself. He told them to cut corners. He said, do it your way. He said, don't wait on God. He told them a whole lot of things, and many of them aren't here right now. Aren't you glad you stuck it out? Aren't you glad you can look back and say, Lord, it wasn't easy in 2015. God, it wasn't easy. But I'm so glad you were my helper, and you were my keeper, and you were my preserver. I can look back and know that you were in charge. He's preserving my soul. Through all 2015, our help came from the Lord. Outside forces of evil within our souls, but in preserving from things outside our souls. Notice what he says down there. He says, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth. Going out, he says, you know what? When I go outside of my home, when I go out and do shopping and do some working and do some playing, I've got appointments. When I go out to this battlefield called the world, God's there protecting me. When I'm out there buying things, he's protecting me. When I'm out there building a life, he's protecting me. When I'm out there just being a Christian, God is preserving me. But guess what? When I come back home, God is still preserving me. I can go out in this world of battling and this building and this buying and just being a Christian. I can go out in that world. Guess what? I can still come back home and have peace in my heart. I did things right. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. When we started 2015, again, we didn't know a lot of things that was going to happen. We didn't know about discouragements and disappointments and despair and desperation and decisions and directions. We didn't know a lot of things. We didn't know about the valley of the shadow of death. One thing we knew,
amen,
that in 2015, God is going to be there. And my help is going to come from the Lord. And I remember challenging us early on, saying, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen, but I can guarantee certain things are going to happen because it's life. If you don't have a God that you can turn to, a God that you can look to, my friend, then you're going to be in trouble. Let me ask you, looking back, do you have God as your rock? Is he your helper? Is he your keeper? Is he your preserver? Because this psalmist said, from this time forth, which means the present, and even forevermore, that means into eternity, that God was going to keep this psalmist. Is God the keeper of your soul? Have you trusted him as your Lord and Savior? Have you fallen on your knees, as the song said earlier? Have you repented of your sins and asked Jesus Christ to save you? Have you even admitted that you were a sinner? The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible said the wages of those same sins is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Have you called on him who died for you? Have you called on him who was in the manger years ago? You know, he didn't stay in the manger. He grew up. Preached the gospel. They nailed him to a cruel tree, to a cross. And he says, it is finished. He died for you and he died for me. He was buried. He rose again the third day for your sins and my sins. And my friend, he is coming back. And it may be in 2016. It may be before 2015 ends. And you know, it's going to usher in a tribulation time. 7 long years. Is he your God even forevermore? You know what? He's mine. He's mine. Now, I may not have been the best child of God that I needed to be this year. But you know what? He didn't cast me out. He didn't forsake me. He didn't give up on me. He didn't say, you know what? I'm getting another child. No, he said, I'm going to keep you and I'm going to get more children too. Many folks got saved. Now, you may not have been the best Christian that you should have been this year, but guess what? You got through it. Amen. You may not have done everything that you ought to have done, but guess what? You got through it. You may not have been the picture-perfect Christian that God wanted you to be, but guess what? God is still your helper. God is still your friend, and God is still there, and God will still help you if you ask him. God is still there. God will take you into 2016, my friend. I don't know what your life is like right now as you reflect back on 2015, but I know my help has come from the Lord. I've needed him more this year, I think, than I've ever needed him in my entire Christian walk. I've had things confront me this year that I never thought that I'd get through. I've had some people do some things to me that I thought I'd never have done to me. But you know what? God said, son, this is just part of my help in your life. And I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I don't care who else does. I won't. And my help has come from the Lord. And I trust yours has too. If it did, give him the glory. Give him the glory. If you're not born again today, get saved today. You need his help. May I submit to you that you need his help more than he needs yours? God is self-existent. He doesn't need your help. Oh, but he wants to help you. If you're not saved today, get saved. Looking back on 2015, maybe there's something that you need to bring out to an old-fashioned altar and say, God, you know what? I never thanked you for being so good to me. Thank you for being so good to me. God, I went through some heartaches and some headaches and some hard times. And Lord, I never thanked you for those hard times. God wants you to thank him for the hard times as well as the good times. Why? He's your help. He saw you through it. Y'all know the story of the footsteps? When there was only one set of footsteps, he said, that's when I carried you. That's when I carried you. God says, you know what? I'm your help. The psalmist said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Why don't you praise him who has been your helper and your keeper and your preserver from this time, even forevermore. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. Father, you bless now in this time of invitation, Lord. Lord, as we reflect back on 2015, many things have happened. Lord, help us to give you the praise that you truly deserve for bringing us through this time. Speak to hearts. Speak to minds, speak to saints, speak to sinners. As our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed when looking around, how many would be honest to say, preacher, if I died right now, I'm absolutely confident based upon what I did with Jesus Christ and repenting of sins and receiving him as my Savior. I'm confident that if I died this moment, I'd go to heaven to be with him in heaven. And you'd raise your hand by a testimony and say, I know I'm saved. I know I'm born again. I know God is my Savior. I've been born again. Not if I've been baptized or joined a church, but I've been born again. I've been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hands going up all over. You may put them down. How many would say, preacher, I'm challenged in that area. I cannot say positively that I'm a Christian. I want to be. And if I died right now, I'm not absolutely sure that I'd go to heaven, but I am concerned about it. Would you pray for me? Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. When looking around, you'd raise your hand saying, preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure. Pray for me. Pray for me. Anyone at all. You say, pray for me, preacher. I'm not sure. Oh, don't go into 2016 without getting saved. Amen. I see your hand. You may put it down.
Amen.
Anyone else? Father, bless now in this invitation time, Lord. Help us to make decisions that you would have us to make. Lord, maybe we need to just come and say, Lord, thank you for being my helper. The direction of my help is from above. Lord, maybe we need to come down to an old-fashioned altar and say, Lord, thank you for keeping me and not slumbering or sleeping. Or maybe we need to come down to an old-fashioned altar and say, thank you for keeping me from burning or from the moon. The situations that happen at night. Lord, may we need to come down to the old-fashioned altar and say, Lord, thank you for preserving me. All the evil within my own soul and the evil without, you preserve me. And Lord, thank you that you will preserve me forevermore, even in eternity. Maybe you need to come down to an old-fashioned altar and just thank God for 2015. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. We're looking around. Let's all stand to our feet. Maybe God spoke to your heart this morning. You look back in 2015, some things that you need to come and give to God. Say, God, you know, I've not always been what I needed to be, but God, I thank you that you've always been what you said you would be. Maybe you need to come and pray and say, Lord, 2015 is gone, 2016 is ahead. Lord, the way you protected me and were my helper, my keeper, and my preserver in 2015, do the same thing in 2016. I don't know what's going to befall me. I don't know what's going to happen. But Lord, help me. Lord, keep me. Lord, preserve me. I've had some trials this year. I've had some traumatic things happen. But oh God, I've had some great things happen too. I've had some good things happen. And Lord, you have protected me throughout it all. Oh, would you humble yourself and come give him praise? Come and give him the glory that's due his name. Kneel before him. He who's helped you. He who's kept you. He who's preserved you. Looking back, I see how good God's been to me. Although I would not have ordered the things that he gave me, God knows what's good for me. And God knows what I need. Knows what you need. Say, preacher, I called on the Lord. It seemed like he wasn't there. Oh, trust me, he was there. You just didn't acknowledge the way he was there. I had some trials in my life. Didn't seem like God was there. Oh, he was there. He was there. Seemed like he was nowhere to be found. I am the Lord, I change not. Maybe in your life, you've never come to a place and point in your life when you surrender to God and say, God, I need to be saved. Maybe you've never come to a point and place in your life when you surrender to be baptized and say, Lord, I'm saved, but I need to be baptized. Maybe you've never gotten to a place where you said, you know what, I need to join a good, independent, Bible-believing church. Maybe you need to do that. Whatever it is God laid upon your heart, my help cometh from the Lord. He was with us in the beginning of 2015. He's here at the end. And he'll go with us into 2016. He's a good God. He's my God, my Savior, my rock, my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, my song, my Savior. Our Father, thank you so much for being the God of the Bible. thank you that we can celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, into this world. And Lord, as we come off of that time of celebration and we look forward to a new year, Lord, we don't know the things that will befall us in this new year. But Lord, looking back, we know that the God of 2015 will be the same God of 2016. And although things didn't go the way we planned, Lord, I'm almost positive that they won't go the way we planned them for 2016. And Lord, we'll need to fall back on you, your care, your love, your word, your will in our lives. And so, Lord, as we close this last Sunday morning service, I pray that you would guide us, direct us, continue to be our helper, continue to be our keeper, and Lord, continue to be our preserver from this time forth and even evermore. Lord, there's a man, woman, boy, or girl that's never been saved, never been born again, Lord, not baptism, not joining this church, but born again by the blood of Jesus Christ, repenting of sin, being born from above. Lord, I pray that you would prick that heart of that man, that woman, that boy or girl. They would pull me to the side, or one of the pastors or deacons to the side, and say, what must I do to be saved? And Lord, that man, woman, boy or girl would be gloriously saved today. For us as your people, Lord, take us now into the next service, if you should tarry, as we prepare for 2016. Thank you for our guests here today. Pray that they might reach their destination safely, Lord. Thank you that we can have loved ones and friends with us. And Lord, we're looking forward to seeing what you're going to do in the days to come. Bless now in Jesus' name. Ask Pastor.